Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Today I'm at Intermountain Medical Center and I'm here with Dr. Tanya Bowles, and she is a cancer surgeon, and we're talking about skincare, especially in the hot times of the year, ways to take care of your skin. Doctor, since you're a cancer surgeon, also obviously you see the worst cases. I would like you to start and just talk to us about what you are seeing as far as skin cancer. And I mean, we talk about taking care of your skin. Are we making any improvements?
We are. So in Utah, this is a really important issue. We see more skin cancer in Utah than almost any state in the country, and that includes the more deadly skin cancer called melanoma. So it's an important issue for all of us, regardless of what your skin looks like or how you think your skin responds to the sun. We're all at higher risk because we are in Utah. We are seeing improvements, though. Even though the incidence or the number of cases we see of skin cancer every year continues to increase around the country, we're seeing that more of those skin cancers are diagnosed at an early treatable stage.
Why do you think we've gotten to a point where we even have to worry about skin cancer? Is there a number one thing that people aren't doing that they should be doing?
We get a lot of exposure, meaning that especially in Utah, where we have beautiful outdoors, recreation in the mountains and around the lakes, we get a lot of exposure to the sun. So skin cancer has always been around, but we expose our skin more. Our clothing is such that we expose a lot of the skin on our body when we're out doing these activities. So the biggest thing that I see that people can do is just to have more awareness and use some of the things that we know work. For example, we know that wearing a sunscreen that has an SPF of 30 or higher protects you from the majority of the rays from the sun. So just using that type of a sunscreen every few hours will help. The hard part is it's hard to keep sunscreen on every couple hours. So the patients I have that are most effective at protecting their skin do more than sunscreen. They wear longer sleeve shirts. They wear longer sleeve pants when they can. They wear a hat and sunglasses. And they avoid the sun when it's the hottest, between about 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
I think many of us are really good at sunscreen when we're out on the boat or we're going golfing or, you know, recreational kinds of things. For me, the challenge is I'm going outside to pull a few weeds, and before you know it, I've been out there a couple of hours.
Absolutely. I hear that story all of the time. Even on my patients that are really good about sunscreen, as you mentioned, they just get caught up in what they're doing. So getting it as part of your normal daily habit, putting the sunscreen by your sink so that when you get ready in the morning, it's there. Putting it where you do your activities. So if there's something you always use for gardening, put it by the gardening stuff. Put it in your golf bag. Put it in your car. That helps you develop the habit of putting it on and thinking about it.
There are so many products, so many different kinds of sunscreen. You mentioned 30 SPF or higher, but there's aerosol. There's all these different. Is one better than another?
Any sunscreen that you use is going to be better than using none at all, is the bottom line. But there are some tips and there's some things that I prefer that I can share with you. The aerosols tend to not have as good of coverage as the creams. Even on adults that spray them on themselves, it's hard to tell how much you're getting on. So I tend to stay away from those. But if that's all that you use compared to nothing, that's still better. The other caution about aerosols is with children. They can inhale some of the particles of the aerosol if you spray them while they're just standing there and breathing it in. So we don't really recommend aerosols for kids either, unless you spray it on your hands and then rub it on their skin. So that's my bias against those. But there are some other tips that can help you. Some folks are worried about the chemicals in sunscreen. And there's a lot on the internet now about toxic sunscreens, dangerous sunscreens. I want to emphasize that we've never had a study in humans that shows sunscreen is dangerous. These are all really studies that are done in animals or really haven't been shown to be definitive. That being said, if you're worried about chemicals, you have an alternative, and that is to use what we call a mineral sunscreen. And those are the ones that have zinc oxide or titanium dioxide in them. They function as a block for the sun, a true block. They don't get absorbed in the skin. That's why they sometimes look white on your skin. But they block the sun. They don't get absorbed. So if you're concerned about that, especially on little children, I prefer to use one of those instead.
And are they pretty much available
all across the market, different price ranges? the more expensive sunscreen doesn't necessarily work better. And so what you want to find is a sunscreen that you will consistently use. That is better than using none at all.
Let's talk for a minute about skin types. So I am much more careful than even my kids because they think, oh, I've got darker skin. And they do tan beautifully where I will, you know, crisp up in a minute. But are they still at higher? I mean, the risk is still as high for them as for me, right?
It is true that a more fair skin type has a higher risk of skin cancer. So what we mean by fair, most people know if their skin is fair. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, you know how your skin responds to the sun. If you burn easily, you're fair. But people with lighter colored eyes, so blue and green eyes, have a higher risk of skin cancer than those with darker. So there's some features you can look at in yourself. That being said, we have treated skin cancer in every skin type, from darker skinned people of Hispanic and African American origin to the Northern European blue eye, blonde hair patients. So everyone is at risk. Fair skin types do have a higher risk than darker.
You mentioned making it part of your daily habit, and I would think that would be especially important as kids, just like we get kids to use their seatbelts. If you can explain to them the importance of doing that, it's going to be a lifetime habit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I mentioned, I treat a lot of patients with skin cancer. When they come into the clinic, it's July, it's hot. I know we're all facing this right now. Some of them have no sunburn or tan on their skin, and I know they're outside. And when I ask them what they're doing, they have the habit down. It's just part of what they do. They realize that the risk of skin cancer is too high, and there's a nuisance to sunscreen, but it's worth that nuisance. So if you can figure out the way that works best for you to use it and then protect your skin in other ways, you'll be more effective at it.
Talk for just a second about after you're out in the sun. I mean, the importance of maybe hydrating skin. How important is that?
It is important. We lose a lot of fluid on these hot days, and you can tell because you might feel a little lightheaded or lousy after you've been in the sun. You're probably dehydrated, and your skin gets dry as well. So it helps to moisturize the skin to prevent other problems and irritation on your skin. So using a nice lotion after you've been in the sun and then rehydrating with fluid. Especially if all of this we've talked about doesn't work and you get a sunburn, then it's especially important to hydrate after and stay out of the sun, cool, dry clothing on you, and take a breather.
Talk about what you would see as, I think we are just sold such a package of goods when it comes to skincare overall. If you were looking at the perfect person or the perfect scenario, I guess I should say, what would be the perfect scenario for skincare for just an average person?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of money made on products. And the best anti-aging serum is sunscreen. It is not the $60 bottle of magic that is supposed to reduce wrinkles. Sunscreen is actually very effective at reducing the signs of aging in our skin. So in addition to worrying about the skin cancer, we can get motivation to wear sunscreen for that reason. I think, again, that the more expensive sunscreen is not necessarily better. So as part of a skin regimen for men and women, wearing regular use of sunscreen is important. The wearing of hats and to cover the rest of our face and ears and neck, especially for men, we see a lot of melanoma on the what we call the head and neck region in men. So protecting with hats and covering up is also part of that skincare regimen.
We also hear a lot about exfoliating. Mm-hmm. Is exfoliating important, and how should we do that if it is?
Yeah. I will reserve that question for somebody who has more experience in cosmetics. So much of what I treat is cancer-based, that I think exfoliating is not dangerous, but as far as how much bang it gets you, I'll probably defer to someone else.
Perfect. So explain to me what people would look for. How would they see signs of skin cancer?
Any spot on the skin that is changing over time. So most of the dangerous skin cancers called melanoma do either begin in a brown or pink mole or show up on the skin as a new brown spot. However, not all melanomas look the same, and there are other skin cancers that aren't brown colored or come in moles at all. So any changing spot on the skin, whether it's getting new color in it, if it's growing in size, if it starts to itch or bleed, we want those spots to be looked at as soon as possible.
And then how would people go about doing that? I mean, okay, so I have a friend whose daughter had a kind of skin cancer, but she got in a spot where the sun doesn't even reach. Is that a common thing?
It's uncommon but possible. So about 10% of skin cancers do not occur in sun-exposed parts of your body. They aren't related to sun. 90% of them are, and that's what we're trying to reduce with all of this sunscreen and covering up. The 10% that don't occur in sun-exposed spots can occur on the hand, the soles of the hands or bottom of the feet, or even in the vaginal area in women or the perirectal or perianal area in men or women. So there are some scary spots that you might not think to look, but your doctor may also be checking, and it's important to have awareness about that. Fortunately, that risk is really low, but we would look for the same things. A spot that's changing or becomes what we call symptomatic. It starts itching, bleeding, or becomes painful.
Anything you'd like people to know that maybe I haven't asked you that you'd like to leave us with?
Just to realize how serious skin cancer is. I felt that in the past, it wasn't given its due as far as being a true cancer. We'd say, oh, that's just a skin spot or a little skin cancer. Melanoma especially is a deadly cancer, and we see patients as young as in their 20s dying of melanoma that could be prevented. So that's what I really want to get across, is it truly is a dangerous cancer. If it's prevented, wonderful. If it's found early, treatment options are very good.
Okay. I'm imagining it's pretty easy to find information for people who want to see what a skin cancer looks like. Do you have a specific place that you would send people?
I do. There's a couple of very good websites that are not-for-profit and give good information without giving misleading or scary information. One of them is called melanoma.org, so it's easy to remember. It's a nonprofit that helps give information on melanoma, and it has a lot of patient stories and pictures there. Through the American Cancer Society, they also have a great website. If you go to the melanoma or skin cancer site, they'll give you information and pictures to help you look at your skin.
Okay, Dr. Bowles, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate the attention to the topic.